This is Anne Butler, the Book Griffin. Welcome to the podcast. Have you ever read a time travel romance? If you like your romantic fiction and you want to try something with a bit of a different take and yet haven't read a time travel romance, you may have been missing out. Brace yourself, I'm about to use the word time a lot in the next few minutes. So, from what I can remember, the first time travel romance that I read was a novel called Knight in Shining Armour, written by Jude Devereaux and published in 1989. I came across this novel in the 1990s, and the story is about an American tourist, Douglas, who is out and about seeing the sights in the UK when she spots a man who she thinks is dressed for a medieval reenactment. He looks really confused. And when he spots Douglas, he is absolutely outraged. He comes over and berates her about the way she's dressed, and then wants to know about these horseless carriages and what kind of witchery is going on. And then marvels at the monsters in the sky, airplanes to you and I. As you can imagine, there are some witty culture shock moments while Nicholas, that's his name, comes to terms with his new world. He doesn't know how he got here, but he's here. And then something happens which sends him back to his time. I won't reveal too much more except to say that Douglas finds a way to travel back to him, to find him, and a chunk of the story plays out there. Back when I read this, I loved the story, and coincidentally started to see other novels with a time travel theme. Linda Howard has written two of these that I know of. Of those two, the better story for me is called Killing Time, which was published in 2006. What I enjoy about these stories is the way an author can use what we take for granted in our time, plant it in another time, and it's not until there is some kind of reveal that we think to ourselves, oh yeah. For example, in one story that I read, I won't reveal the name of the novel as I don't want to give away any spoilers. The female character, who is out of her time, tries to put her finger on why one of the other characters in the story is causing alarm bells to ring for her. I loved the reveal when it came, which was the other character shrugs his shoulders. A shrug, that was it. At that time, the shrug as a means of communication was apparently not a thing. But when she spots this and recognises how out of step that body language was with what everyone else was doing in that time, that's how she knew that he must also be from another time. Now, I'm not saying that all these novels have been great reads. Some, it's subjective, so I won't name the titles, fell short for me. And even the ones that I read and enjoyed back when I first came across them, I probably won't reread as they may not have dated too well. If you haven't discovered this subgenre yet and you want to give it a try, search goodreads.com for time travel romance. That should give you enough options to choose from. For those of you who have read time travel romances, which ones have you read and what did you think about them? Which one did you absolutely love? And which one did you think really just passed the time? Thanks for listening. This has been Anne Butler, the Book Griffin. You can follow me on Instagram by going onto Instagram, search for the Book Griffin, and then hit follow.